Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Resistance Radio Live. We are back on the air after being off for some time now and everything. So we did our first live video feed last night, and I was kind of happy about that. But welcome back. And for those that's just joining us, you can call in 917-889-3890. And hey, guys, how y'all been?
Doing good this evening. Doing good. Just trying to soak up everything that's been going on. It's a lot to chew on, I tell you.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. And I could tell you, you know, it's like... Go ahead.
The UFC ain't got shit on this fight.
Right.
That's for sure, man. I tell you what, man, it's gotten messy. And, of course, it's all slander on the part of the Democrats. Stuff, but you know what really amazes me is even Fox News, the only person who said anything about it was Hannity, of course, but they're over here, all these false accusations trying to crucify Kavanaugh, and we do have a real proven culprit out there, an abuser of women, and that's Keith Ellison, a Muslim congressman, soon to be Attorney General of Minnesota. We have records, we have pictures, we have police reports, but there is absolutely no outrage anywhere about that. I find that kind of interesting.
Yeah, so did I. I read up on that. It's like, you know, they know these Muslims are corrupt and everything, especially her, but they don't want to do anything about it, you know. But if you're
Does Ellison, whatever the fuck his name is, does this guy have any connection to the NFL?
No,
because that would explain everything. That would explain everything.
Right. But he did take his oath on the Quran. He took his oath of office for the United States Congress on the Quran.
It seems to me like, you know, a lot of people should be upset over that, you know, and everything. But the good news is I heard Texas turned red, flips completely red over there. So if we could get California to flip red, we got it made in the shade, you know.
Oh, yeah. If we could just get one out of California, one district
mm-hmm.
to flip red, we got it by the balls.
Exactly.
The only thing California is flipping is its butt up in the air.
Shitting on the sidewalks. You know?
Yep.
So,
this mess here with this Supreme Court confirmation, I mean, I expected a lot of dirt, a lot of mudslinging, a lot of crying, bitching, hollering. If I don't get what I want, you're a Nazi type thing and everything this. But I never. I mean, this actually makes you ashamed to the world to say you're from America. To watch them. Just completely try to destroy this man's 14th Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, we know, when you look on the news and you see him in the handcuffs and you see this and you see that, you know the guy is guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in a country where you are presumed innocent until proven guilty without shadow of doubt. And to prove you are guilty, you have to have evidence. You have to have solid evidence.
But
okay.
If you're a Republican, you're guilty no matter what. You know.
Well, if you're Donald Trump, Donald Trump's only crime is that he won the election.
Mm-hmm.
That is his crime. Now he has increased his criminal activity when he made his speech to the UN. And he told the UN that the United States will never, never fall under a unelected rulership of world order domination. He just said that at the UN speech. That right there really put the crosshairs on him.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. You think about it. This is straight out of George Orwell's 1984. I mean, this has just gotten complete to the point. It should be scaring the hell out of people. This should really be scaring the hell out of people,
well,
what they are seeing happen now. I mean,
all kind of people writing books on this, Russell. I'm going to tell you what. We need to write a book. America fucked up from the floor up.
Yep.
That should be the title of it.
Yeah, well, it goes right back to what we've been talking about forever, you know. It goes right back to when the left took over the education system, and these idiots now have no idea what the Constitution is, how it works, what the rule of law is. I mean, we've talked about these helicopter bulldozer parents. Their kids can't do any wrong. They're not supposed to run up to any adversity. And it's been taught groupthink. So now when they run into any kind of adversity, well, it's wrong. It's evil. You cannot disagree with the mob. What is wrong with you? You know, this is what we've evolved to as a country.
Yeah.
And it's scary as hell. It really is, man. And I don't think there's any way to fix it short of I still have some faith in President Trump, and I think it's going to take a military intervention. We've talked about this in the past, and this is absolutely the only way you're going to fix the swamp at this point.
Well, here's the president's track record. Okay, he's got a tactic, a knack for pulling surprises. And usually these long shots, they usually pay off. Now, I don't know whether this is a long shot. I don't know whether he's playing them to make them hang themselves or whatever. But Jeff Sessions and the Assistant Attorney General, they need to go. They need to go. They need to be run out of town on a rail. As far as I'm concerned, exiled from the United States completely, because they are not part of the solution. They are a big part of the problem.
I couldn't agree with you more, Virgil, on that. You are absolutely right. How can the Attorney General sit there and ignore the massive amount of crimes that have been exposed, and nobody's been brought up on charges?
Exactly.
Brother.
Exactly. Here we have a United States appeals court judge nominated for the Supreme Court, going through all this hell, going through all these accusations, and there is not one piece of physical evidence. 36 years ago, okay, we have evidence of Obama, Hillary Clinton, the attorney generals, all of these people, Eric Holder, the other attorney general,
Loretta Lynch. I can't think
of her name, Loretta Lynch. Took the Fifth Amendment 72 times, the IRS secretary that took the Fifth Amendment 9 times. We have all of this evidence, solid, hardcore evidence against them, but no prosecution, no pursuing, no entertaining of any of this. Now, I don't know if it's anybody else, but I see something very, very wrong with this picture, brother.
Oh, well, you're right, and both of these accusers have been tied to the left of George Soros action groups and all that kind of stuff. This is just straight up, like President Trump called it, this is nothing but a straight up fabricated smear campaign. That's all it is, and I'm really anxious to see, because you know what? I truly believe that if the Republicans do not stand up and push Kavanaugh through, that it's over. That it's over. The midterms are done. Stick a fork in them. Because the party's going to be so disgusted that nobody's going to show up and vote.
Yep. And another thing, too. You see, really? On the other side, on the flip side of that coin, these liberals really, you see, well, the leftists, that's what they really are. People call them liberals. They're really leftist, socialist, communist. Okay. Really, Joseph and I talked about this last night. they insult the intelligence of the American people. And,
oh, yeah.
And nobody likes a bully. Nobody likes a bully. Just like what happened. Now, I don't, you know, I don't, I kind of like Ted Cruz because he stood up and he speaks out. And but what happened to him in that restaurant, what happened to him and his wife in his restaurant, that only reinforced, that gave us a lot of ammunition. That gave us a lot of ammunition because a lot of people, even the Democrats, they're going to the walkaway movement because of shit like this, because of shit like it was pulled. I mean, there is a certain line you just don't cross. I mean, they have crossed it. They have crossed it 1,000 times, and we have held our patience. We have taken the high ground on this, but there is going to come an incident where we're not going to take the high ground. We're going to go down in the gutter with you, and then, you know, they are going to learn a new definition to the word sorry.
You know, that is exactly correct. So, but the whole thing of it is, too, Virgil, is that, yes, this walk-away movement, you see more and more of it every day, and it's strong and stuff. But you know what? We can go win election after election after election, but if the people in office don't do what they say they're going to do, nothing changes. And we're seeing a great example of that right now. They said, give us the House and we'll do this. Give us the Senate, we'll do this. Well, we can't do nothing unless we have the presidency. Well, guess what? We gave them all three. We gave them the executive. We gave them Congress. We gave them the Senate. We gave the legislative. We gave them the whole executive branch. We gave it all to them. And we have a president there fighting for us every day, and we've got a bunch of spineless cowards that are still cowed down to the corporations and the big money that will refuse to do anything for we the people. And if they don't start doing it, they promised us they'd repeal Obamacare. Ain't happening. They promised us a wall and they'd crack down on the border. Ain't happening. They cowed down to the Democrats again. They cowed down to the Democrats, of course, the traitor John McCain, who stopped the vote on Obamacare. He's burning in hell right now, which is a really good place for him, in my humble opinion. But they've done nothing. And if they do not, if they promise us to court, if they don't follow through on Kavanaugh, if they don't get this done, I'm telling you, there's going to be hell to pay in November. There really is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I totally agree with you. You see, the worst fear about Kavanaugh is that he is not Democrat. He is not a conservative. He is not a Republican. He is a constitutionalist.
Exactly.
That is their worst nightmare on the Supreme Court. Because Feinstein has been pushing and pushing and pushing tooth and nail, fighting tooth and nail to disarm the American public, to disarm the American citizens. This will push back every piece of legislation that she has tried to push through and gotten pushed through on state levels. And it's going to be her worst nightmare. And if people don't believe this or they don't think this, when Kavanaugh gets into the Supreme Court, there is going to be an amendment. And if we get the House and Senate, good votes in the House and Senate, the majority, there is going to be a constitutional right to life amendment, which is going to put an end to Roe versus Wade.
Yep, I agree. I don't doubt that for a minute. And it's something that's been long overdue coming. I mean, you know, you sit there and order right shoes and da-da-da-da-da right there. But you know what? Your right does not give you the right to take another human being's life. And a life begins at conception, all right? And every abortion that's done cannot be called anything other than what it is, and that is straight-up murder of a child.
That is right. That is right. That is right. I mean,
you know,
there are too many medical breakthroughs and other ways that you can prevent unwanted pregnancy other than abortion.
Abortion. Well, I mean, abortion became the easy answer for irresponsible acts, you know? I mean,
of course.
You know, no responsibility whatsoever. And we've talked about this a while, and you're actually seeing it happen right now. Those of you who've been following the show for a while, I know y'all are very aware of it, but we told you that they are becoming completely unwound because they are watching everything they've worked for the last 60 years, including bringing us under one world government, disarming us, the whole nine yards. They're watching it come unraveled at this point. You've got the FBI, CIA, DOJ involved in, at the minimum, sedition, if not straight-up treason, to stop this. And we said many, many times on this show that desperate people do desperate things, and you're watching it happen before your eyes right
and
now.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the FBI, Russell. Here's the thing. All right, if you are sitting on a jury in a federal court and a person is charged with criminal activity by the FBI, with their track record these days, how can you convict somebody beyond a shadow of a doubt from that's going to be convicted through evidence of an FBI investigation?
They have destroyed themselves. As I mean, the FBI was the number one funded, ranked, if you want to call it, criminal investigation law enforcement agency in the world. They were the cream de creme, the top, the very best. And they have now run themselves straight into the sewer. How can you trust anything that they come up with at this point?
Exactly.
You know the tactics they use. They had no reason. They said, well, we don't have any case on Manafort, 10, 11 years ago, 12 years ago? There's not enough case here to even prosecute. Now the man's going to prison.
Okay, and now to try and restore their reputation. Now to try and restore their reputation, and this is not coincidence. Anybody that says this is coincidence is a fool. CBS has started its new fall lineup of television shows. One of them is called The FBI. Now, do you think this show, this program, this sitcom, or whatever you want to call it, is going to show FBIs testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Corruption? No, it's going to be a propaganda show to try and promote the FBI to be a bunch of supermen, truth, justice, and the American way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's propaganda
yeah.
by CBS. It's complete propaganda, and it's coming out at a time where the FBI is under so much scrutiny right now, they have to do something to clean up their reputation. So what do? They go to the fake media, to the fake news networks, and they create a television show called the FBI, and it's going to make them seem like superheroes.
Well, if you remember back years and years ago, there was a TV show called the FBI. Efren Zimbalist Jr.
Yes.
Starred in it and stuff. You know, of course, that's when the FBI was actually a respectful and an organization that America could be proud of. That when the FBI got involved, you were either going to be prosecuted or you weren't. It was going to be based on the facts. None of this crap you've heard on go on for years. And actually, a lot of this bullshit started actually with Rudy Giuliani back in New York in the 80s and 90s when they went after all these big crime families. They found out, well, they could do this, twist the arm, put some pressure here, and
right.
doing it the old-fashioned footwork way and doing their job and stuff. And because they were getting the bad guys, it was allowed to go on by the congressional oversight committees and stuff. And it evolved into this massive clusterfuck of corruption that we have now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... You know, J. Edgar Hoover, he was by far an angel. He was by far an angel. He was a dirty son of a bitch. He was a homosexual, but he was anti-communist. That was his goal, was to keep the communists out of the American government, and he did a damn good job of it. And He had a lot of dirt on a lot of people. That's why he stayed where he was for so long. And I'm glad he had his secretary destroyed in files after he died, because if Richard Nixon would have got a hold of him, God help us. But
ain't that the truth?
And,
I tell you, that was a couple of paranoid individuals right there.
But this what's going on here with this this anti-Kavanaugh funded protest and everything else. I mean this is gone way out of the box. This is the worst. This is the worst that anyone has ever been put through, a president has been put through in this nation's history. I mean, Abraham Lincoln didn't go through this much when he declared the Emancipation Proclamation. But I just can't put it into words how disgusting it is. Disgusting it is.
Well, Virgil, what it is, it's beyond disgusting. It's what we've been talking about all along. Right now, at this point in history, right now with what's going on here, you have the actual first clash of what could be the, I don't care, you want to call it Second American Revolution, Mary War, the Second Civil War, whatever. Right now, at this point, over this, I think you're going to see violent outbreaks. Either way this thing goes, and it's going to continue right on up through the midterm. I mean, I don't think we were this divided, and I've read a lot of history on the Civil War. I'm a history buff. I love that stuff. But, I don't think we were this divided when the Civil War started, Virgil. I really don't.
I agree with you. On a political basis, I totally agree with you.
There is no middle ground. There is absolutely no middle ground. You are either for freedom or you want socialism. And it's just, and we've talked about this whole generation out there and the people that are leading them. So you've got like two full generations out there that absolutely believe in socialism. They've been taught to hate America, and it's coming to a head right here now.
Oh,
right
yes.
here and now
yes.
in front of us.
Yes.
It goes.
And I mean, here's my point about this whole Kavanaugh thing. Okay, the guy was elected to a state judge. He was appointed to a federal appeals court.
You know how
None
many
of
votes
this
he
came
got?
Out.
You know how many votes he got when he was appointed to the federal appeals court?
No.
98.
Okay, 98.
Right.
There's all right.
Not until it comes to... You see, that's the whole thing of where they are now, especially the Democrats. They have to have a Supreme Court that legislates from the bench. They cannot have a constitutional Supreme Court. They have to have activist judges because the people, me, you, and the majority of the American people out there are not going to vote for and are not going to accept what their plan for America is. So they have, this is where we drive the stake through the heart of socialism. Right here, what's going on with Kavanaugh.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And they know this. They know this.
Yes.
They know this. You know, I mean, it's just hard to comprehend. A group of people, a group of a political ideology that gets up and says, okay, we don't need the Second Amendment anymore. We don't need this amendment anymore. Basically, we don't need the Constitution. It's over 200 years old. It's outdated. America needs to think about reorganizing a new Constitution and come under that rule. But
yeah,
then when these liberal, leftist, Democrat, socialists get indicted or get called into an investigation, oh, well, then I have constitutional rights. I have the Fifth Amendment to fall behind. I have the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, and 14th Amendments that are on my side. I'm going to use that.
The Constitution
isn't
them.
Good enough for us, but it applies to them when they have to save their ass.
Exactly, exactly. You have no right to speak your mind, but that's the way it is. I mean, I don't know how much plainer it can be for people listening out there and the American public. You are watching it happen right before your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, listeners out there. You are seeing this happen right before your eyes. They have even came out and said that presumed innocent until proven guilty, that does not apply. That does not apply. If somebody accuses you of something, you are now guilty until you can prove it.
Unless you're Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, or Eric Holder, or Hillary Clinton.
The tax cheats, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. If you're a Muslim Democrat like Keith Ellison, well, you can beat your wife and girlfriend. You can get pictures on it. There can be police reports. But you are a Muslim and you are a Democrat. Guess what? You get to be not only you're going to leave your cushy federal congressman job for the state of Minnesota, and you're going to be their attorney general, and nobody's going to call you out on that. And has anybody seen the pictures of that poor woman?
Oh, yes, I've seen
out
them.
Of her.
But, and at the same time, if you speak your mind, if you apply the law of the land, oh, you're a racist. You're
oh,
misogynist.
Yeah, yeah.
You're Islamophobic and all of this, you know. But, you know, where's the racism? Where's the misogynist? Where's all of this with Bill Clinton's escapades with women. You know, I mean, this happened some 20 years ago. If you're going to go back 36 years, well, then there should be no problem with the prosecution for 20 years ago that shows physical evidence of what he did under his own admissions.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and well, I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't understand how America cannot see what's going on. I mean, this is nothing more than an absolute smear job on this guy. He hasn't done anything. Anybody who'll take 10 minutes and do the research know that this Ford woman from California, she's a full-blown leftist. She's funded by Soros. The same thing with Beto here running for the Senate against Cruz here in Texas. $71,000 came from the Soros Foundation into his deal. He's a leftist.
Exactly.
He's a leftist. Armed robbery, two DWIs, a cross-dressing punk rocker, and this is all verifiable. This is not hearsay or nothing. This is all out there. Hit and run accident, and that's perfectly acceptable to the Democratic Party. Just like this Keith Ellison, the Muslim congressman there in Minnesota, who's running for the attorney general. That's perfectly acceptable to them. There's nothing wrong with that. You won't hear a word. But here you have a man of solid character, and he's not even a Republican or a Democrat. He's an independent. He's a constitutionalist. This is a man who has lived his life, that lives a kind of life that we all should live, and most of us, including myself, is falling amazingly short of doing. And this is the kind of man that you want on your Supreme Court. And
exactly.
They absolutely cannot have it, because if they don't have the Supreme Court, they're lost. And Kavanaugh is the stake through the heart of the Democrats' plans for this country. And that is
you
all.
You see, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DEA, all of these organizations, state police and everything. Okay, if you know that there's something wrong here, but you just can't find it, the way you get it is to get a confession out of the person. And the one tool they use to get confessions out of people, it is a very good tool, is a voice stress polygraph. This thing is 97% accurate. It's used by every major agency and state police throughout the United States. It is a very good tool. And it, like I said, it is 97% accurate. Okay, in all fairness, let's have this woman take it, his accusers, and let's have Kavanaugh take it.
Yeah,
and let's go from that. Let's go from that.
But Virgil, you know as well as I do, because you've had some of the same training that I've had stuff too. You can be taught to pass a polygraph.
Not this one. I don't know if you've ever heard of a voice stress polygraph. This was developed by the military. This does not go off of a person's respiratory system like the other ones do. This is a voice stress. And you see,
right. When
a person is telling the truth, their voice gives off FM airwaves and FM frequency. When a person is lying, it gives off an AM frequency. This is scientifically proven. This program deciphers the two frequencies. It doesn't say it's a lie detector. It shows deception is what they call it. Deception. And I have seen the sheriff's department. Our sheriff's department has one of these things. It costs $300,000. Three parishes chipped in, West Baton Rouge, Iberville, and Ponchi Pete. They chipped in and they bought this thing for $100,000 a piece. They all three use it. And let me tell you something. This thing has led to more convictions for murders, for rapes, for kidnappings than any other thing. State police stands by this. They have used this thing thousands of times on in investigations, and 2% goes to the operator for failure, 1% goes to the program. That's why they get you to take it three times. And if all three tests prove they jive together, well, then it's considered 99% accurate.
Okay,
and then they pour the coal to the interrogation. And this and the reason I know this works is because the sorry son of a bitch that killed my niece, the FBI put him under this, and he was caught. They had him after he took it, and they poured the coal to him, and finally they got a confession out of him, and the confession he gave matched up with the autopsy report, matched up with the timeline and everything else. He finally was forced to tell the truth.
Right. But on a case like we're talking about here, like these accusers and stuff like that, one, we already know there's no corroboration whatsoever on them. And two, it takes us right back to square one. Who are you going to trust to give this polygraph? The FBI? The CIA, the NSA, they've all been shown to be corrupt and involved in this sedition that's gone on.
The U.S. military, the military intelligence uses this too. So why not have military intelligence give each person this test?
Well, yeah.
On national TV, in public.
That's what I'm saying, that we're coming right back to what you and I have both agreed on, what's going to take to straighten this mess out, and that's going to take a military intervention. That is the only way you're going to clean this swamp up, because right now you can't trust anybody in any of those agencies whatsoever.
Because the Secret Service, okay, if you're a Secret Service agent, if you're head of the Secret Service, okay, and your agents bust a multi-million-dollar counterfeit ring, okay, and I mean a counterfeit ring to where this money can pass through scanners.
Roger.
All brand new $100 bills, okay. Now, we all know that human beings are naturally greedy. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you trust saying that the FBI agents that found this and discovered this turned in all the money, or do you make them take a polygraph test to prove that they turned in all the money and didn't take any? The DEA does this all the time, because drug money is not counterfeit money; it's real money. And real money tends to end up coming up missing. You know, I mean, we watched two pallets of a couple of billion dollars go over to Iran. So what's
yes,
to say that an agent wouldn't stuff down $50,000 behind his bulletproof vest and walk out the door with it?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, and we know that sort of thing's gone on forever. I mean, it's been documented and stuff, and you're correct in saying that that is part of the normal routine in that kind of an operation and stuff like that. You've seen a lot less of it over the years.
What would prove, okay, if this were Russell coming up making accusations that he was shook down or this and that or the other, forced to do criminal activity or forced blackmailed or whatever by Judge Kavanaugh, okay, Give me a polygraph test. I'll prove to you I'm telling the truth. I'll prove it
right.
to you and the American people right here and now. But
right.
no, I guarantee you, they throw a polygraph test up, you're going to see them run like roaches when the light come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think one thing I can say, and I'm a little bit surprised about this, too, is Mitch McConnell, who I pretty much had zero respect for, he showed a little bit of backbone on this, and he's throwing a scare at him. Of course, the Republican side, they're all men, and you know that was going to be a problem. Oh, this poor woman was questioned by old white men, you know, da-da-da, like this. So he's bringing in this lady from Arizona. Damn it, I can't call her name right now. You have to forgive me. The Percocets are kicking in. She's a sex crimes prosecutor from the state of Arizona, and she's going to question this lady. And I'm anxious to see if she's even going to show up knowing that, because this lady is supposed to be extremely sharp. And I think this Ford professor, Democrat operative, is going to be afraid she's going to perjure herself. And
uh-huh.
I'm gonna be real surprised if she shows up, tell you the truth, because he has scared the crap out of.
Well, they have tried to set terms. They have tried to set the most asinine terms for her to testify. I mean, I just cannot believe that they're even entertaining this. Okay, if you're going to allow this, okay, when you bust a drug dealer or rapist or murderer, child molester or whatever, from now on, okay, let them be able to set their court date. Let them be able to examine questions that the prosecutor is going to ask the witnesses. Let's tell the judge what he can allow and what he can't allow in his courtroom as evidence. Let's scrutinize the evidence, and let's throw out what we don't like. You know, that ain't the way it works. That's not the way it works. You get a subpoena, you appear, you swear, you get sworn in, you sit down, you get caught lying. Well, your ass goes to jail for perjury.
Right.
You know,
unless you're James Coney, Hillary Clinton, Andy McCabe,
right,
or any of those guys.
Yep. Or you take the Fifth Amendment. You know.
Right.
It's just it's like you said, Russell. The justice system has become like 911. It's a joke.
Yep.
I mean, I just recently had a falling out with a judge over a family matter for setting a bond that he basically went to Dollar General store and got on a very, very serious charge. And I had to get hemmed up by the sheriff's department, and I almost got arrested for threatening a judge. But people are just fed up with this. I mean, this is gone way, way, way outside of American values and tradition. And the real victims of this are Judge Kavanaugh's wife and his children. I feel so
exactly.
sorry for them to have to put up with this. You know, They've come under attack. I mean, the president's son has come under attack. His wife has come under attack. They have done nothing. And this is all, you know, even, what's his name? Biden or whatever.
Yeah,
during the Clarence Thomas hearing, They're calling for this FBI investigation on Kavanaugh. Well, he's calling for the investigation, but during the Clarence Thomas hearing, he said the FBI reports were useless. They were inconclusive.
Exactly. Well, not only that, but FBI does not investigate that kind of crime. And
that is correct.
That does not fall under their jurisdiction. And two, throughout his career, and especially after being appointed for this position, this man has gone through God only knows how many. I think they said six or this guy's been through six or seven thorough background checks by the FBI, and absolutely nothing has come up on this.
Well,
and
the thing is,
well,
Russell,
and
too.
You know as well, and you know as well as I do, when I got my clearance and that kind of stuff, they went back and they talked to your school teachers, your classmates, they talked
yes.
to your family,
yes.
they talked
yes.
to everybody. This is not just some check the boxes thing. When they do a thorough background investigation like that on you for clearance, they don't leave any rocks not kicked over and looked under, man. They
and here's
thorough.
The thing, too. Here's the thing, too, okay? Back when I was in high school, when I was 16 years old, I had a family member that worked at the Department of Motor Vehicles. This is before all of the technical stuff that they put on your driver's license now so you can't counterfeit them and everything else. Well, this was back in the old days where it was just a picture with a piece of paper inside of two pieces of plastic that said you could drive a vehicle. And
right.
it, your name, your date of birth, your social security number, and your expiration date for your license, and what class it was. Okay. Now, being that, okay, I had the opportunity to get produced a lot of fake IDs, and a fair number of these were for females. Well, guess what? You got what I want. I got what you
yep.
Right.
And,
you know, so there was many a time that I got to motorboat them puppies for a fake ID.
Yeah.
Okay. So I committed countless acts of sexual misconduct. But when I went in the Marine Corps, they let me play with machine guns and explosives because I was a juvenile.
Yep.
Jules, you know how it was. From the age of from age of 13 on up, I mean, a teenage boy will hit on a snake if he thinks he'll get something out of it. You know, and in college, forget about it. I didn't go to college, but forget about it. If you look in the past like Dianne Feinstein and everything else, I guarantee she pulled more trains than the old 97.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised on that, you know. It's gotten ridiculous, you know, this whole Me Too thing, and we've talked about this in the past, has gotten ridiculous. You know, they're coming out. Anybody can make any kind of wild-ass accusation they want to, and they're going to be right there demanding that you believe them, and you're guilty. You have no right to be processed. Your career, your life, everything is just turned upside down and destroyed. And all for the dumbass movement.
When I was in the Philippines, the Filipinos, they're nuts over fruit cocktail. They're nuts
yep.
over canned fruit cocktail. Okay?
Yep.
For a case of fruit cocktail, you could go on Liberty and you could get your ticket punched for the entire weekend for a case of fruit cocktail. Okay.
Oh,
I
yeah.
did it. Not proud of it. But I was a young Marine. I was a teenager. I mean, I stayed with a hard on, like the size of the Statue of Liberty. I mean, most Marines do. And I wasn't the only one. I mean, okay, sexual misconduct. Go ahead and prosecute me.
Yeah.
Go ahead and prosecute me for something that happened close to 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And as far as that goes and stuff, too, if they ever came back and said that in college I got drunk and pulled my junk out and shook it at somebody, it would probably be true, you know. Like you said, it was just part of growing up, man. You do stuff like that, you know. It's ridiculous, you know, where they've gone with this stuff now. And it's all, and if you kind of follow it, it goes right back to the basic thing that we've covered in depth on many, many occasions, you and Joseph and I, and stuff like that. It's breaking down American society. The white male has got to be evil. He's got to be responsible for everything. Now, you can have Keith Ellison, a Muslim and black man, beat his girlfriend senseless, court documents, evidence, the whole nine yards, and he can run for Attorney General of Minnesota, no problem. But if you're a white guy and you got busted peeing in public, you know what? You're going to have to give it all up, man. You're sorry. Your life is destroyed.
Well, also, if you can run a football or score 30 points in a basketball game or whatever, you can beat your girlfriend, you can sell drugs, you can fight pit bulls, you can do all of that, and you're above the law.
Yep, exactly. The law only
let one of us honkies do that shit.
Yeah, and I don't mean to sound like a bigot or not, but I'm sorry. The facts are right there. It's true, people. Open your eyes and look at it. That is exactly what is going on these days. They have to break down, and they're almost there. They're getting it done, and I tell you what, if they get away with this Kavanaugh thing, there's going to be no stopping them. It's now or never. If the Republicans do not stand up and push this through,
I don't think they're going to get away with it. I really, in my heart, feel that they're not. I feel that he's going to get it, but it's just the idea. It's just the idea.
Yeah,
it's just the idea.
The real victims right here, and you want to talk about some female victims in this whole process going on right here, and you hit it on the head earlier, Virgil, is Judge Kavanaugh's wife and his two daughters. Those are the victims in this whole process. You hit it right on the head there. There's two young women there, one of them teenager, the other one's preteen. And they're watching their father get drugged through the mud, accused of everything in the world, and you know that's got to put doubt in their mind. They know their dad. They know he wouldn't do nothing like that, but they're hearing this. That drum's getting beat every day, all day long, and his wife is sitting there having to listen to that, knowing that it's not true. And there's your victim. You want to talk about victims in this process? You were 100% right earlier, Virgil. It's Kavanaugh's wife and his two little girls, and there's absolutely no shame in the Democratic Party. Those people are disgusting specimens of human life. They are.
But
I'm sorry.
Criticize or point out the behavior of Obama's daughters, and you're a racist.
Oh, of course you are. Yeah, I mean, you call them out on it, and you're a racist, you're a bigot. Like, you can't say nothing about Keith Ellison because you're either racist or you're Islamophobic or, you know, all that stuff. And the media refuses to cover it. Fox News hasn't even covered it. The only person who comes out and says anything about that are one, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Michael Berry does that kind of stuff. But they're the only ones who speak out with this truth and stuff. And somebody explain that to me. How can, I mean, Fox News is supposed to be this fair and balanced animal. And
well, Fox News is a business. Fox News is a business.
Fox News is a business. I sat at home.
Yeah.
I sat there and I listened to Fox all day long today, and not one time, not one single friggin' time was Keith Ellison mentioned. In all the
I agree with you. But we got to look at this. Fox News, I'm watching it right now. Fox News, they on the honesty meter, they score the highest. But we have to remember, Fox News is a business. And there are certain things that they can't touch because they're going to lose advertisers. They're going to lose sponsors. You know, they're borderline losing sponsors right now. But you have to realize this. It takes money to run this network, and they have to take orders too. You know, I mean, that kind of hits you, you know, to lose $30 million worth of advertisement on your show. You know, so I kind of understand that.
Yeah,
We know the word has gotten out. The word's gotten out. Rush has gotten the word out.
Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity and
Tucker. Tucker Carlson.
And Tucker.
He's pretty good.
Tucker Carlson and Tommy, I love her. And Judge Jenny, you can't get no better than Judge Jenny.
No, she's tough. I love her.
And, well, wouldn't you like to shave those legs?
Yes, sir.
And, what is this? Alex Jones, our latest victim of censorship, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
He's sneaking in comments and this, that, and the other, here and there, but, it's all gonna come out, and I hope and pray that once these midterm elections are over with, we find out that we were wrong about Jeff Sessions. I'm hoping that the president takes the muzzle off, the leash off, the collar off, and says "sick 'em, boy," and he goes out there, and it turns out to be just one big ruse that he was doing nothing. I'm hoping he's just sitting back and just waiting to use his big gun. But that percentage of me, opinion of him is mighty low. You know, I don't like to talk bad about Donald Trump, by President Trump, by my president, but I do believe he made a bad call and a mistake when he appointed Jeff Sessions Attorney General.
I wouldn't say he particularly made a bad call. I think in the heat of the moment and everything's going on, you got to remember Sessions was the first guy that came on board and stood with him and stuff like that. And I think Trump actually believes that Jeff Sessions was a warrior, and I believe that with my heart. And you know, you've been there too, man. Sometimes the big and baddest are the ones you got to pick up off the ground because they're curled up in the fetal position when the shit hits the fan. You know that as well as I do, brother. You know,
man.
So I'm not gonna put that on President Trump, but I do have a suspicion that after these midterm elections, uh, uh, if if things don't change pretty quick, I do not see Sessions being there. I really don't.
Yeah.
But
Joseph, what's your call on all of this? I mean, me and Russell been going on and on. It's past break time.
Yeah. Are you there, Joseph? Did we lose Joseph?
I think we lost him.
Uh-oh.
We might be just talking to each other.
We might very well be.
Hold on. He done sent me a message.
Oh, did he?
Computer just got zapped big time. Did you hear the buzz?
What happened?
He said his computer got zapped.
Oh, yeah?
I'm fixing to ask him more. I guess we're just talking to each other, Russell.
Oh, well, okay. Well, hell, it's been a damn good conversation.
Yep.
Yeah, you say nobody else got to hear it.
Yeah, so
I guess
I was wondering because Joseph usually cuts in, you know, and I hadn't been hearing him, you know.
I guess it was a Percocet. I was sitting here going, "Damn, me and Virgil must be nailing it tonight because Joseph ain't saying nothing."
Yeah. Well, he's active on Facebook. I'm texting him now to see what's going on. He said, computer got zapped big time. Did you hear the buzzing? I told him, no, I didn't hear any buzzing.
I didn't get any message, so I didn't hear any buzzing either. So
No, you got a buzz going off in Percocets, motherfucker. That was, you already buzzing, so you ain't going to hear no buzz. You ain't going to hear shit.
I don't know, man. It got
where
so
you
bad,
at? You at the house? You at the house or the hospital?
I'm at the house right now. I was at the hospital last night and stuff. It got so bad, the wife took me to the emergency room, and I went in there, and, of course, luckily I got in there, and that emergency room doctor, he was an old veteran, too, Air Force doc and stuff like that, man, and he goes, you walked in here? I said, yeah. He goes, you are a badass, man. He goes, what branch? I told him I was a Marine and stuff, and he asked what I did. I told him I was with the recon unit, second recon, and he goes, I'm going to take care of this pain for you, man, and he fixed me up. I don't get to see my back doctor till Thursday, but I mean, the pain was so bad I couldn't hardly stand it. So
well, I'll tell you, did you try traction? Did you try rigging up some traction?
No, what this is, it's a herniated disc. Traction ain't gonna do nothing. They're gonna have to.
Yeah, but I get those too. I get those too. I've had those too, and you know, hang upside down or some traction, it helps.
Yeah.
Usually it'll pop back in.
Yeah. So anyway, man, he came back in there. He did an examination. They did a CAT scan. He goes, man, I can't believe you're even walking, man. He goes, all right, I'm fixing to take care of this pain. So he came in there, and they'd given me an IV. Of course, you go to the emergency room and stuff like that. And he hit me with a Dilaudid. And it was all over after that. The old ear started.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Started ringing, and that was it.
Yeah, but you better watch that at your age, brother. You better watch that at your age. I'm going to tell you something. When I had to go for that gunshot to the hand, to the hospital, they were giving me all that pain medication. And let me tell you what, after I got home, I couldn't make a bowel movement with a stick of dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Well, he done told me that, man. So those ladies, the Percocet stuff like that, they clog you up, man, better than the can of that old C-Rat peanut butter does, man. And,
yes.
So I've been, old lady's been mixing a little Marilex with some apple juice when I take my meds and stuff like that.
Bran muffins.
Yeah.
Eat the shit out of bran muffins.
So we've been flowing okay this far and stuff. Like I said, I'm seeing the doctor, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if I was in the operating room here pretty quick on that stuff. But anyway, so shoot, I wonder if did he say he's getting figuring it back out or what? So we're not even on the air, I guess, huh?
I don't guess we're on the air. I don't guess we're on the air. He hadn't answered me back.
Well, we may be.
He done went on back to.
Don't they usually kick you off if something like that happens?
I don't know. This crazy program we got for this show with Blog Talk. I mean, it's just crazy. I have absolutely no idea what's going on here.
I don't either.
Where you at?
Did he say he's getting it straightened out or anything?
He didn't say nothing. He just said the computer got zapped.
Oh, okay.
Active 9 minutes ago, so he ain't even on. He ain't even on chat no more.
Okay. Well.
Well,
I
wasn't gonna be up here the second half of the show anyway. I gotta get up. I gotta go to Port Arthur tomorrow to Clean Harbors and pick up an empty trailer off spec and bring it back to San Jena and St. Gabriel. You heard about what happened to my truck, huh?
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Some dickhead hit and run you there, man. Did he destroy that tank?
Oh yeah, he fucking destroyed it, man. Fucking diesel went everywhere, all over that parking lot. Thank God it started raining and washed it. Oh man.
Oh yeah, that would have been costly cleanup. They would have had EPA and everybody else out there. But. Well, shoot,
it's gonna take a month to get a tank from Freightliner. It's gonna take a month to get a tank from them, and if I have one made, it's gonna cost me about $1,500.
Damn. Well, shoot, I guess you're gonna be running on one tank there for a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm gonna be running on one tank, which is good. I mean, I try to stay within my fuel surcharge anyway, you know.
Yeah. Well, shoot, if you got to cut out, I don't know if anybody listening. Let's say good night, and we'll hang this up. Maybe we'll have on Thursday. Well, if there's
hopefully
anybody
so.
Out there listening, huh?
Yeah, if there's anybody out there listening, this is the Virgil Gunny Show. We're gonna say good night, and we're gonna let Russell go back into La La Land. We're gonna let him chew some more of them pills and drink some vodka. And I was hoping you was in the hospital committing acts of sexual misconduct with the nurses, but you know we can't have everything.
Yeah, we can't. But believe me, man. Maybe next week I'll get a sponge bath.
Yeah. Tell them you're a three-time Buzzard Game World Champion.
That's what I'm saying.
It works
That's
every time. It works every time. Three-time Buzzard Game World Champion. And when they ask you what the Buzzard Game is, say it's very simple. All you have to do is lay down naked, play dead, and I'm going to eat you.
All right, man. Well, we're going to leave it at that. If there's anybody listening, good night, brother. You be careful out there on the road.
Okay, and to all the communists that are spying on us, das vidanya.
Yeah. All right, good night, brother. Be careful out there.
Good night, brother.